Traveler's Journal, November 20th. On an excursion in Exmoor. On the north coast of Somerset, in England's West Country, lies Exmoor, a national park which at 267 square miles is the country's largest. Exmoor's cliffs rise hundreds of feet out of the ocean. Walk or drive the narrow lanes that wind up to its steep woodlands and wild rolling moor that seems to go on forever. Behind you, a sweeping vista crosses the Bristol Channel to the blue line of the Welsh coast on the horizon. In this tiny, often overcrowded island, Exmoor is a place where one can still find solitude, antiquity, untarnished nature, and boundless flora and fauna. Though now a national park, much of Exmoor is still privately owned. Farmers, herdsmen, and hunters have frequented its fringes since the Stone Age, but no one has ever claimed to tame its high moors. Well-marked routes in all directions make Exmoor wonderful for walking. The Hare Path, leading east from the village of Simonsbath, was a 9th-century Saxon war path and a prehistoric trackway before that. Moving over the moor, the landscape changes by the mile, plunging down from heathery heights along ancient hedgerows into sheltered valleys, each with a tiny, quaint village tucked in its mouth. These hamlets, places such as Dunster, Porlock, and Lynmouth, attract plenty of visitors in summer, but this time of year you can have miles of moor to yourself. Accommodations abound, from humble farmhouses and quaint B&Bs to grand country homes. Exmoor, a piece of England that's far from the madding crowd. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.